Holiday's haunting song, Strange Fruit, about black bodies swinging in the southern breeze, plays quietly in a one-room lynching museum in Russellville, Kentucky. The room is nearly filled by a tree with four rope nooses hanging from it. Volunteer historian Michael Morrow is the visionary behind this lynching memorial and serves as a guide.
The lynching occurred here in 1908.
Was this your idea?
Yeah. I felt then and I feel now that these stories have to be told.
Then was 2008 when this lynching museum opened, 100 years after four black men were lynched following the fatal shooting of a white farmer. Joe Grand Clark is a Russellville attorney active in historic preservation. He says the men who were lynched were associated with a lodge.
There were lodges generally segregated at that point in time, and this was an attempt to shut those down and to keep them from meeting and talking.
Morrow says the four men who were lynched were members of a lodge that expressed an opinion about black sharecropper Rufus Browder, who fatally shot the white farmer that he worked for, James Cunningham.
They were arrested because they was in the lodge. The lodge had passed a resolution saying that Rufus had killed Cunningham in self-defense. And then they passed another resolution to raise money to help pay for a lawyer for Rufus.
Rufus Browder was taken to jail in Louisville for his own protection, but the four black men in the Russellville jail became victims of a local mob. Morrow says there was a note attached to one of the men who was lynched, warning local black residents to leave white people alone. That note can be seen on a well-documented photograph of the four black men hanging from the tree in Russellville, taken by a man from Nashville and made into a postcard.
After lynchings, they would send postcards out. Some of them would go to blacks in the area to intimidate them. It's like the sign said, if y'all don't quit, you'll go the same way.
Morrow is 55 years old and feels compelled to tell the story of this lynching in Logan County because of a promise he made when he was 11 years old to a neighbor, Miss Mattie Bell.
Me and my cousin went with my grandmother one day to help Miss Mattie Bell put up her effects. And this Bible was there, and it came to this page that had these four men on it, and they all died on the same day, August the 1st, 1908. And I said, Miss Mattie Bell, I said, what happened to these people? Did they burn up or something? She said, no, boy, they were lynched. I said, Miss Mattie Bell was lynched.
Whether it was childhood curiosity or destiny, Morrow had to know more about lynching.
So I would sneak up Miss Mattie Bell and start asking the questions. She started telling me the story. She gave me the Bible. She said, I'll give you this Bible if you promise me that you'll tell the truth and let people know what happened.
And you remembered that your whole life?
Well, it was kind of weird. I'd be different places. And stuff would come up about it. I was at a bookstore one day with a couple of friends. They said, today's your birthday. I said, yeah. And one of them, he know I like stuff about lynching and history. And he seen this book that said Russellville. And it was talking about the lynching that went on. And he said, man, I'm just going to buy you this book. Well, he bought the book from me.
Morrow says it's important to tell the story because the message of the public lynching applies today.
And it was similar to what those people were doing in Charlottesville, Virginia. It was a form of intimidation.
Morrow is referring to the August 2017 rally in Charlottesville when white nationalists marched with torches and swastikas. The Southern Poverty Law Center reports there are currently 954 hate groups in the U.S. Of those, 11 are in Kentucky. Some are identified as the Ku Klux Klan and neo-Nazis. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Rhonda Miller.